Blind Eye, written and read by Stuart McBride.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
See how they run. Chapter 1. Waiting was the worst bit. Hunkered back against the wall, eyes squinting in the setting sun, waiting for the nod. A disused business unit in Torrey, not exactly the most affluent area of Aberdeen, downwind of a fish factory and a collection of huge yellow bins overflowing with heads, bones and innards that festered in the hot June evening. Half a dozen armed police officers, three teams of two, all dressed in black, sweating and trying not to breathe through their noses, listened for sounds of movement over the raucous screams of Jurassic Park seagulls. Nothing. A big man, nose and mouth covered by a black scarf, held up a hand. The firearms officers tensed. And 3, 2, 1, boom! The handheld battering ram smashed into the lock, and the door exploded inwards in a shower of wooden splinters. Go! 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 Into a gloomy corridor, grey walls, grubby blue carpet tiles. Team 1 took the workshop at the back, Team 2 took the front offices, and both members of Team 3 hammered up the stairs. Detective Sergeant Logan McRae slithered to a halt at the top. There was a dust-encrusted desk upended on the landing, a dead plot plant, dark rectangles on the walls where pictures used to hang, 4 open doors. Clear! PC Guthrie, the other half of Team 3, crept over to the nearest doorway, MP5 machine pistol at the ready, and peered inside. Clear! He backed up and tried the next one in line. This is such a waste of time. How many of these things have we done this week? Just keep your eyes open. There's no...